It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Looks like 2023 will be the year of the AR-VR headset for Apple. Micro-LED display may be coming to the Apple Watch. Apple develops more custom chips. And Apple struggles with patent infringement on the Apple Watch that may cause an import ban. Plus reviews of Newfi keyboard upgrades and Water Llama app. This and much, much more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 433, recorded Thursday, January 12, 2023. The pajamas of Apple Watch bands.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Hey, Tom. Happy Friday the 13th Eve.
Yes. That's, wow. Just want to skip tomorrow.
That's Friday.
It's so weird. I was kind of sick last show we did, and my voice sounded better than it does now. I'm not sick, but I have like lost my voice. So yeah. I apologize. I'm going to sound a little weird here for the whole show. It's like...
The weather is shifting.
Maybe that's it. It's got to be the weather, right? It's very windy and cold today, or not that cold, but it's getting colder. Am I the only one going through dark sky withdrawal these days?
Funny. Yeah.
I'm getting used to the other apps, but I'm not quite there yet. I'm trying real hard with the weather app. It's weird. It has all the same information, but it's not the same using it.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
Sure. But did you get your Apple Watch New Year Challenge Award?
No. in a row is difficult.
Yeah, you have to complete your rings, I think, for 7 consecutive days.
Yeah.
In January to get it. And I texted you when mine suddenly showed up. I actually forgot about the challenge. But I somehow hit it on January 7th.
Oh, that's nice.
And I asked you, does that mean I'm done for the year? Right? No more exercise. I completed the New Year challenge early. Right. So that's it for me. I'm going to be a couch potato for the rest of the year. Don't have to worry about it. Just get it done. But actually, you do have to the end of the month to finish it. So still got some time. What else is going on? I think that's about it up front here. We got a few little tidbits of news going on. Not a great deal, but there's some, particularly in the world of patents. I got a couple of good news patents for Apple and one not so good news, which is rare for Apple, by the way, very rare. First one here, they won a patent for a watch band with an adjustable fit for casual and sport use to help keep the sensors in position. We talked about this, I think it was last October, or actually a couple of years ago, October 2019, that long ago? That's crazy. Okay, it was a long time ago. They've now finally won that patent. So what this is, it's an Apple Watch band designed to deliver constant tension and superior comfort, as they call it, which is kind of interesting. This is a self-adjusting watch band, which is great because I find myself constantly adjusting mine throughout the day. You know, sometimes it seems a little loose, or if I go for a workout or like I go for a run or something, it may be a little too loose. I tighten it up before I go, that sort of thing. Or at night, I may loosen it a little bit. I don't want it to be too tight. So the fact that they're thinking about this is pretty cool. One that would automatically tighten, I guess, or loosen, I guess it could work either way.
Yeah.
Throughout the day. Interesting. Don't know we'll ever see it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Using your body heat or heat generated by the watch is kind of pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it actually mechanically works.
There's some metals that could do that, right? Some polymers that could actually change. Yeah.
That what change?
Back and forth based upon the temperature, the ambient temperature.
Wow. Is this made out of the same thing as Captain America's shield?
Yeah, there you go.
Some special metal that there's only so much of in the world.
I think it's Wonder Woman's cuffs. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. There you go.
Yeah.
Made from what they call unobtainium. That's what it is. It's a shape memory polymer to alter its length and thereby increase or decrease the tightness of the band. Love it. I love the idea. Don't know if we'll ever see it, but
yeah,
this is cool. Hmm. Very cool. Another patent from Apple. This is really interesting. I have to think that this particular patent was driven by one thing in particular. This is a patent that will allow the watch body to detach from the band for charging while the band continues to track biometrics.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. This has to be for sleep, right?
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So sure. You would take the watch off, but the band would continue to monitor your sleep. That's crazy.
So it attaches via MagSafe or something.
I don't know. there's nothing in here really that says how it's attached, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I don't see that.
The diagram just has it going on and off.
Yeah. Watch separated from the band, watch on band. Okay. But I guess they got to start with the patent somewhere, right?
Yeah. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
It's a cool idea. Yeah. I don't know what you call it. So Apple would have a whole series of sleep bands, I guess, is what you would have to call them, right?
The pajama bands. Yeah.
Well, they already make the sweatpants of watch bands. So this would be the pajamas of watch bands.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. So those are two good patents for Apple.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the bad one now?
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. This has been going on for a while. We didn't mention our last show because it was still kind of happening. And it's still kind of happening. But apparently Apple has lost a patent from a company called Masimo. It's a patent. It's a patent infringement. So this is the first, it's a setback. It's a very long running battle. And I guess we'll get into this kind of the history here. A medical technology company called Masimo and a court has ruled that Apple has indeed infringed on one of their patents in the Apple Watch Series 6 and up. So Masimo is seeking a U.S. import on all current, ban actually on all current Apple Watches. So if granted, Apple would not be able to bring new watches into the U.S.
Yeah.
Wow. That's huge.
So this is different from the Alive Core ECG one. So this is another double. This is about the oxygen sensor, right?
Yeah, this is different. Let's do a quick history here. Okay, I got this in the article. Back in 2013, Apple contacted Masimo to discuss, this is before the Apple Watch came out, to discuss a possible collaboration between the two companies. Instead, Masimo claims that Apple used the meeting to identify staff that it wanted to poach. And Apple did indeed hire a number of their staff, including their chief medical officer, ahead of the launch of the Apple Watch. Their CEO later expressed concern that Apple may have been trying to steal their blood oxygen sensor technology. So that is what it is. The company describes itself as the inventors of modern pulse oximeters. And it's tech used in a lot of different hospitals. So in 2020, they sued Apple for stealing trade secrets and infringing on 10 other patents. The lawsuit asked for an injunction on the sale of the Apple Watch. Apple consistently denied the claims and recently hit back with a counterclaim alleging that Masimo's own W1 Advanced Health Tracking watch infringes on multiple Apple patents. Well, the judge has ruled that Apple had infringed on one of their pulse oximeter patents by importing and selling certain Apple watches with light-based pulse oximetry functionality and components. Now, the U.S. International Trade Commission, the ITC, will now consider whether to implement the import ban. Wow, this is huge for Apple. It's amazing to me it's gotten to this point, that Apple let it get this far. You know, usually they head these things off, right? I don't know where this is going to go, but I'd start buying some Apple watches just in case.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's an interesting case, because it's kind of like it prevents the import, because Apple watches are made in China.
Right.
But like, what happens if you start making them in the US?
It would take years.
Yeah.
And by the time Apple did that, the whole thing would be settled, I'm sure.
Yeah. Someone just wants some money. Someone has to be paid.
Well, yeah, obviously sure. they've had a grudge for what, 11 years now.
Yeah, I guess if you're a small company going against Apple.
Probably, amazing it's gotten this far. So if there's a complete and total ban, I'm announcing this is our last show. There'll be no more Apple Watches. 2022 had a good run, right? 2015 to 2022, no more Apple Watches. No, we'll see what happens with this. Obviously, I think Apple would settle before
they
gets to that point. Or Apple maybe pay licensing fees. They may be pretty. The fact that they haven't settled yet makes me think Apple might be pretty sure that the ITC, which is independent, it has its own independent court system. Mm-hmm. It's entirely possible for them to reach a different conclusion, is what this article says. So, even though they're obviously were found to have infringed on the patent, doesn't mean that they would ban them completely.
Right.
Because the people who, the court that said they infringed is not the same court that would apply the ban. So, so what do? You pay off the company to settle, or do you pay off the ITC to just not ban it? I don't know. Who do you have to pay?
You could be guilty, but it's not enforced. So,
Anyway, we'll see what happens with this. Yeah. Like I said, just, little insurance. You might go buy a couple more extra Apple Watches. Keep them pristine in the box. Don't open them. It'll be worth a lot of money down the road. All right. okay. Speaking of Apple devices, this was something from Bloomberg, Mark Gurman. He does a newsletter every week. And this past week, he focused it specifically on Apple's mixed reality headset, which, we've talked about this. It will be out this year. But he's saying it will be released, but not much else. that it will be the year of Apple's mixed reality headset, and the focus will be strictly on that product. Everything else will be kind of in the background, which I can understand if they actually do this.
Sure.
Because they've been working on this. Gosh, for how long have they been working on it? They started on this thing 7-8 years ago.
They made all the tools that allow developers to, scan and, make 3D images virtually with the camera and on the phone and the iPad. And that's kind of all coming together in terms of the overall experience. But, man, I don't know about you, but every story that's talking about this VR goggle, AR goggle uses that mock-up. It looks terrible. I would never wear that.
Who do you think did that? Who made that mock-up?
I don't know. Some third party. I don't know.
Yeah. They put the same image in every time.
Right. Like, I don't know about that.
Well, Well, that's all they have to go by, right? Is yeah. something yeah. someone made up. We have no idea what it looks like. Now, Apple had like I said, 7 years of development. Mm-hmm. So they had aimed to get this out by 2019. Mm. Delays, delays, delays. Supposed to be 2020, then 2021, then last year, 2022. So now they're planning to actually introduce it. Until recently, they had said they were going to release it this month, mm-hmm. January of 2023, and ship it later in the year. But now they're aiming to unveil it in the spring ahead of WWDC in June, mm-hmm. which would make perfect sense. You announce it ahead of time, you get it in the hands of developers, and then WWDC is all about it. Get people excited, and then it ships in the fall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll see if that would – apparently Apple has already shared the device with a small number of high-profile software developers for testing, mm-hmm. letting them get started on apps. The system, the operating system is dubbed Borealis. That's an inside the company name. Mm. Publicly, it'll be called XROS.
XROS.
Yeah. And then, not Toys R Us, XROS. and then the actual name for the product might be what everybody's thinking is going to be called Reality Pro. Hmm. Here's that pro word again.
oh, yeah. You're going to have some pro budgets there, too, to afford it.
So. Yeah, it was a rumor, like $3,000 for this thing.
Right, yeah. Not for the faint of heart.
No, and apparently to make this happen, Apple has pulled resources from hardware and software engineering departments that have hampered other projects. Mm. So this will probably be the only big thing they do this year.
Maybe it'll be micro LEDs. That'd be kind of cool. Or it just turns out where you're just strapping your iPhone to your face.
So that's it. That's it. I've heard, you know, when something is this long in development, 7 years, you hear so many crazy things.
Sure.
Like the latest one I heard was that it had a separate battery pack, you know, running with a wire to it. I was like, come on, Apple's not going to do that.
It charges right in the front, like the Cyclops.
Yeah, right. Just stick it right in your head. And the other thing I heard was that they were going to, it would require you to use AirPods for audio. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm hearing all kinds of crazy things about this. We'll see. I'm still holding my breath. I don't know. We talked about this last show, what we were expecting for the year, and this was on the list.
Yeah.
I'm still skeptical.
Yeah, because some of them are higher end, like VR kind of experiences are still dongled to a, you know, a high end machine, right? The ones that like the Oculus or something like that, you use it for a bit, you have to then recharge it, and the resolution isn't all that great. I mean, Apple has to kind of overcome all of those existing type of, you know, that's the benchmark, I guess.
Yeah, right. And what do you, better. What do you do if you're like us? You have you wear glasses.
Yeah, well, the rumor was that you could it could replace your glasses, right? So it had to look kind of stylish. So,
well, the drawing that they've been people have been using, the mock-up, does not look stylish.
Yeah, those are like ski goggles. I mean, you want something that actually is complementary to your daily wear, you know?
Yeah, even if you know, even if the first one wasn't that, you know, that they eventually get to that. It doesn't matter if I'm putting something over my eyes and I don't, you're saying the screens would be adjustable. So we're talking about the holy grail of glasses here. That
I'm thinking glasses. Yeah.
That you can dial in your prescription.
Right. I would think so. Cause it basically uses AR to, you know, supplement what you're seeing, sharpen it. That'd be pretty awesome.
That just that technology alone.
Yeah.
In the eyewear industry would be astounding. But then again, how do you power something like that?
Yeah, unless it's a if it is bulkier, and it's like goggles. I mean, then, you know, I mean, thinking about the way that the development or the evolution of the Apple Watch, it started with just kind of like health sensors, you know, your basic stuff in terms of activity and motion. Mm-hmm. And so if it's like, put it on your head while you go skiing or doing whatever sort of activity, it's big enough and to hold the battery, but then just kind of give you a heads up display. Yeah.
Well, it might be like the was it a couple of shows back? We talked about those sport sunglasses,
mm-hmm. right?
That gave you augmented reality of your stats mm-hmm. on the screen, and it was made perfect sense to me. That would be the first version would look like that.
Maybe Apple met with some of those folks and then are looking to hire.
Yeah, right. That's what they did. this is interesting. So get ready for a very subdued year for Apple products, mm-hmm. where you're basically going to get spec bumps on mm-hmm. most everything they make. I guess that would include the Apple Watches, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing major, I think, would come out because we had a major change this past year. but I guess the only thing that would be, and again, that's not a major change, but the iPhone, they were talking about bringing the Dynamic Island to all the models.
Sure.
Put in a titanium frame instead of stainless steel on the Pros. Ooh. And giving you haptic volume buttons and then switching to USB-C. Mm. That's a lot of changes for the phone.
If all titanium. Those come true. Kind of pricey.
Yeah, very pricey. Mm. So, hey, is that what those adjustable watch bands would be? Titanium? No, too heavy. that would hurt. That would actually hurt. Okay. So anyway, we'll see what happens here. But should be an interesting spring if they do this. And those sunglasses, the more I think about it, if these are more augmented reality than virtual reality, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think augmented reality would just have a higher adoption rate than a bunch of folks. Can you imagine going to the Apple store and just being people just wandering around with this goggle on?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be weird. You know, I keep going back to the eyewear industry mm-hmm. that if you had, you bought a pair of glasses. You went to the eye doctor. He did your exam, mm-hmm. and he digitally sends you your prescription to your glasses.
Yep.
How crazy is that?
Done. Yeah.
Is that a world we're gonna see sometime? Right.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
All right. So reality. What do they call it? Reality Pro.
Reality Pro.
They come up with a better name than that.
I know, right? I was going to say, it's okay.
That name kind of sucks, actually. Right. Reality Pro?
It's not official yet. Not official. That's just a rumor.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that sounds like the operating system, not the actual device. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? All right. Anyway, moving on. Okay, so Apple, I see a trend here. Apple is starting to do its own in-house stuff, right? We started with the Apple Silicon, right? With all the Macs and everything doing their own chips. Mm-hmm. Now there's talk of they're developing their own in-house Bluetooth and Wi-Fi chips and could switch to a custom 5G modem by 2024. Well, that's next year. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to say. It's next year, 2024. Wow. I mean, right now they use Qualcomm, right?
Yeah. Regardless, apparently. Yeah.
Apparently they've had a legal battle with them in the past, mm-hmm. Licensing and all that. They've made it clear that their focus is developing their own modem technology for future iPhones and iPad devices. But the other player here is Broadcom, which I think currently Apple is developing a combo Wi-Fi and Bluetooth chip that could debut as soon as 2025. And then They're going to work on a follow-up version of this chip that combines the cellular modem, the Wi-Fi, and the Bluetooth all on a single chip.
Mm.
Makes perfect sense if you can do it.
Sure. If anybody can do it, it'd be Apple.
Yep. And so apparently they don't want to be reliant on Broadcom or Qualcomm in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
It does. And what did they bought a company. They acquired Intel. Intel modem business back in 2019. Mm-hmm. So that got them started on this road.
Yeah. That's news to me. I did not hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, but the modem is the one that gets me.
Mm.
That is a tough thing to do. Mm. There's a reason I think Qualcomm has a kind of a lock on that industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's notoriously difficult, I think. When you think about all the different providers and everything communicating smoothly and working.
Sure.
Ooh. Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So. Mm. Look for that coming up.
And then, yeah, and potentially, a lawsuit.
Well, even if they do this, I think they will still have to pay for some patent rights.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
To ongoing to use certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But they would physically be making their own chips.
Mm-hmm.
And now some more Apple Watch news here. Speaking of new stuff and making it yourself.
I just had a thought. I mean, wouldn't they put a wireless modem or 5G into their laptop devices? That would make it pretty awesome, actually.
That you wouldn't need Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah. Well, 5G would be pervasive.
You remember when the iPhone came out?
Hmm.
A number of years later, when it really got very popular, it started to take off. There was a lot of rumors about Apple having their own cellular company, like buying someone
right.
and owning their own cell. That would still be amazing, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
own the network.
Yeah. Why not? Who would they buy? Who's the little one on the,
there was a whole bunch of them for sale at the time. Right. And I mean, like Sprint and all those that were little small carriers that, really couldn't compete against AT&T and the T-Mobile.
Yeah, who's the lowest one on the cellular tower right now?
Yeah, so, right. low man on the cellular tower.
Tower, exactly. maybe they'll buy Ryan Reynolds'
company. Right, Mint?
Yeah, I don't know, just buy Mint.
Hey.
That'd be fun.
That was funny.
All right. Okay. Speaking of doing their own thing, Apple is apparently hinting at micro LED displays for the Apple Watch next year. Not this year, but next year. And on the high end Apple Watches.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we have OLED, right?
Yep.
And currently, the Ultra is at 2,000 nits.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to micro LED, how many nits do you get out of that?
Thousands. 4,000, I think, something like that. Something crazy.
Do you need it?
Well, it'd be really visible in bright sunlight is essentially the takeaway.
But the Ultra already kind of is.
Yeah.
I mean, 2,000 is pretty bright.
Well, what's cool with the micro is that they're basically unconstrained by size and the way that it's put together, because each individual diode is kind of painted on the glass essentially. And you can essentially make it any size shape you want. And you're not kind of dealing with, burn in potentially and all that stuff with OLED and just overall dimming over time. And I watched this because CES is all over the place, right? And there was this one micro LED video by Samsung that just really went in depth on how the technology behind it. And it's pretty awesome. Micro LED is pretty exciting considering it has its own individual light sensors that are coming out of it. And it doesn't have to have, because it can be directly on the glass. It looks like it's floating. The display is floating right on the glass instead of kind of like behind a backlight, because it's all self-powered. It's kind of super awesome.
So it would make a kind of a startling difference, I guess.
Yeah.
Compared to what we're used to now.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that Apple would, you know, if micro LED is the way to go, mm-hmm. that they would start with their smallest screen, which is the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And then eventually take it to the phone, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And iPads. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Laptops.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and if you want a Samsung was selling a full wall for like maybe $800,000 you can get now. So.
$800,000.
Yeah, thereabouts. So,
wow.
That's a lot of little watches.
Yeah. That's quite a few.
Yeah.
So we'll look for that in 2024. 24 next year.
Next year. Yeah.
Yep. So the Series 10.
Mm-hmm. Good timing.
The Series 10 with micro LED.
The Series X.
There All right. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
Series X. Yeah. That's what they'll do.
No, oh, yeah, they're totally going to do that.
So what do you call it? The Apple Watch Ultra Bright? Is that, I mean, how do you define that?
It's like it's a flashlight you can be seen from space.
Yeah, yeah. One of those. Okay. On your wrist. All right. Moving on. Sorry, I'm just so out of it tonight. It's just a different show. mainly because I can't speak. My voice is just, this is crazy.
It's the rock band you're in the afternoons.
Yeah. It's the what?
It's the heavy metal band you're also in there.
You know, I haven't been lead singer for a while, so I don't know what. Okay. I just put this in here because I thought it was interesting. I wanted to know if you were Chris, but Chris is not here. If either of you have noticed this on your Apple TV, how much do you use your Apple TV,
Vincent? Daily for hours, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. Have you noticed the Watch Now tab has changed?
I did not, but I've had issues with that screen for a while anyway, so I don't know.
Well, apparently a lot of people have. Because they've updated it, that this is a redesign, first showed up in November, it's now pretty much available for everybody. So maybe it may not have updated yet for you, but it overhauls the Watch Now tab with a massive new banner at the top with auto playing video and audio with no customization options.
Mm.
So that's not good.
Similar to Netflix and HBO and all that. They kind of do the same thing, right? Have that.
To my extreme annoyment, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there a word, annoyment?
Annoyment. There you go.
Annoyment. I'm annoyed. I always find myself reaching for the mute button. Mm. I'm always hearing something I don't want to hear. Something still.
Sure, yeah, while you're scrolling. Yeah.
Yeah, some of those apps, you're hearing it as you're scrolling, you're past it. You've moved on, but they're going to keep, you know, it's a giant ad for whatever content they want to put up there. I just thought Apple was a little bit above that type of move, you know? Mm. I don't know. It's a sad path to go down, I think. How often, and as this article points out, by the way, I'm pretty certain that this, you know, there's data that shows that this is how you get better engagement, right?
Sure.
By doing this sort of thing. But my question to you is, how many times have you seen something big and loud up there and you went, oh yeah, click to watch it? No, I'm usually looking for something else at that moment. Mm. And it's just in the way most of the time.
Yeah. I'd
rather be reminded of new things in a more subtle way.
Yeah. My beef has been that the graphic designers that make the little tiles have 35 different versions of the same show. I'm like, where's my show? I cannot find it.
Netflix started that.
Yeah.
They are notorious for that. What they'll do is they'll take a movie that you're familiar with.
Right.
They'll take an obscure frame from it and put the title of the movie over it, and it looks like a new movie.
Right.
You know, it's like, if you're not paying attention, you might think it's something new.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose. And the other trend that drives me nuts, I've seen it on, is it Amazon or HBO, where instead of these normal little tiles.
Oh, and it's expando, the expando.
If you just move over it, it expands.
Right. Exactly.
And pushes everything out of the way.
Right.
So if I wanted to move over to the third one, I can't because it pushes them out of the way.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's understandable if there's a reason for it. But when it expands, there's nothing new. There's no new information. There's no new images. There's nothing. It's just a bigger image.
Just bigger.
That pushed everything out of the way. I hate it.
Yep.
The UI on a lot of this stuff is, well, I guess it's evolving, but, and they keep testing things like that.
If you're the designer and you're listening to this show, it's official. We don't like it.
We don't. Change it. Okay. You see anything good on Apple TV, by the way?
Lately? No, I've been, honestly, I am so behind. I'm on season two of Stranger Things. that's where
what
I'm
season did we just finish?
Four, I think four.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're way behind. Well, the good news is you got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And you had a lot of time because apparently the fifth season isn't going to be for like 2 years. So.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be growing up by then. Okay.
Yeah, completely. one final story. I thought this was so funny. This sounds like a headline from The Onion, but it's a real headline. A drone-mounted Apple Watch Ultra used for gunshot detection.
Wow.
And then there's an image. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can see this. Someone has attached a Apple Watch Ultra to a drone, and they're using the Ocean Band, by the way. Not the band I would have chosen. Not my first choice to send it up in the air. So this is a company in Norway. They mounted the Apple Watch Ultra onto a drone to use its 3 microphone array and precision GPS to detect and locate gunshots. This is an Oslo-based company, Triangula. Oh, I get it. Triangulate.
Triangula.
Is using part of their security services. So they said in the past, they previously had to take 3 or more mobile phones and or Apple Watches in order to recognize the audio signature of a gunshot and locate its position. Well, now, with that microphone array on the Ultra, they can just use the one.
That's pretty cool, because considering that it can kind of block out the drone's actual noise.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
It's right next to it, so it's kind of amazing.
Now, the Apple Watch Ultra does have a longer battery life, but it doesn't really matter for them because the drone will run out of battery before the watch will. okay, I got another question. Why are they listening for gunshots?
Security.
Is that a big problem? Does that happen a lot?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It just seemed like an unusual use for it to me.
Maybe for poaching or, you know, something like that. Some place that you're not supposed to be firing a gun.
Maybe. I mean, you do that in certain cities in the U.S. I mean, you wouldn't be able to triangulate anything.
That's the next Apple Watch feature, gunshot detection.
There's gunshot detection.
it's a little noisy. Sounds like you're in a war zone.
Yeah. That's the next thing on the noise app. It's identifying gunshots.
Let me give you a path out of here.
Yeah, are you in a war zone? Have you accidentally stumbled into a war zone? That's a clever use. I'll give him that.
It is. Well, it's kind of interesting the fact that it has three microphones. It's a good use of it to triangulate things. It could be other things that you can do it for.
Right. That ocean band looks sketchy the way it's put on there, but that's just me. I can see that flying right off.
It can fly underwater too. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, just in case.
Totally. That's, I'm sure the drone will do just fine with that.
Yep.
All right. Anything else in the news? Is that it?
That's it for now. I'm looking forward to the spring event. This is exciting.
Yeah, could be pretty cool. We may have to change the name of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it would be. There was rumor of it, the Apple Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the Apple Glass Cast.
That's right.
The Apple Glass Cast podcast, which I still have the URL for, by the way. If anybody's interested in buying it, sell it to you cheap. Anyway, we'll get to what we like in just a minute, but first a quick reminder that the Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. You know, we've been doing this show, as we mentioned, for a long time, and we do it because we love the Apple Watch and the entire Apple ecosystem around it. And the first few years, it was almost impossible to keep up with all the apps and the Apple Watch related gear. And as the product has matured, there's a lot less of that to cover, but we still love the Apple Watch and doing the show. And as I've always said before, we will keep doing the show until it is no longer any fun to do. that's when it stops. But doing the show is not free. There are costs involved, domain registration, email accounts, hosting, all of that sort of stuff. And Patreon helps us to pay for that. So if you become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us to keep producing this show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. Big thanks to all of our patrons. You make this show possible. All right. What we like this week. Yours sounds very interesting, Vincent. Why don't you go first?
Yeah. So a couple of weeks back, we were going through the award-winning apps that Apple was rewarding their design awards. And I think it was, what was it called? The Cultural Impact Winners. Mm-hmm. And so conveniently at the same time, I was looking for an app that helped me track and remind me to drink water, because apparently that's an important thing to do.
Yeah.
And like, you're scrolling down there, and I came across Water Llama. It's Water Llama. It's a cute app, where basically you're presented with illustrations or of certain animals, a llama being one of them, and different one things like the holidays, they had a reindeer, and they have a shark, they have a bunch of peacock. And you can choose between these animals. And as you progress through the day, you can, you know, enter what you drink. The UI is super easy. I mean, it just starts with water, obviously, and you can customize it to, you know, coffee or tea or lemonade or alcohol, whatever liquid you choose to imbibe. But if you do alcohol, by the way, it will actually subtract the fact that you're not really hydrated. It'll be negative points. But as you add water and liquids to your day, it builds like layers, animates layers that fill in the picture of the cartoon animal. And you know, that's pretty much your goal, is to make sure that you hit all the ounces of water that you need to drink, and then it'll fill up the picture of the animal, and then you can save that as a badge in terms of your accomplishment. So kind of like closing a ring, but you're filling up an animal, and it's pretty neat. Depending on what liquid it is, you'll have different types of layers of colors. They are a 2022 App Store Design Award finalist, as well as a award winner. As I said, it's a cultural impact winner. The developers are out of Ukraine, I believe, and so you can choose to support them as well. So it's really well done. Speaking of war zones, but anyways, you can purchase a lifetime subscription because you get it's free to download and use. But if you want to customize all the different things, get it on your watch, get it on your phone. It's like $8 or $8.99 or something like that for a lifetime subscription. And it unlocks pretty much everything. At the time, I think when I purchased it, it was, all inclusive, for that in-app purchase. So sometimes it goes on sale. They make a couple of other apps as well. There's a period tracker as well as a breathe widget, Mind Llama and Pink Llama. So there's a llama theme. So beyond that, it's a really wonderful app. With that subscription, it'll have the reminder to tell you, hey, every hour or so, have you had some water? And it'll pop up and, you put it in. The watch has a complication as well. So it'll show up on your complication. You just tap it and then you choose water or whatever liquid it is. Enter the number of ounces that you drank and super easy. It just adds it up for you throughout the day.
Yeah, and I saw in the complication it has a at least the corner complication shows you with a little meter how far you are in your
goal. Right, a little ring around. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's nice. Yep. Yeah. But you have to put in the amount yourself.
Based upon your height and weight, you can then customize how much you're supposed to drink.
No, I meant throughout the day. You have to
you tap in, what it is. It's not like the vessel like a long time ago where it kind of detects how much you drink. So
we both had that. What was that thing called? I forget what it's called.
It was Vessel.
Was it Vessel?
V-E-S-S-Y-L. Yeah. Man, I wish someone would buy that IP and bring it back. It was just so cool.
Yeah, I wish they would perfect it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't perfect, but but it worked. This is neat. I can see why it won the awards. The design of it is really nice.
Yeah, very well done.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. That was a refreshing review.
There you go.
All right. What I like this week, this is somewhat of an update to something I reviewed a while back. It's the I can never pronounce their name correctly. Nufi or Nufi? Nuphy. How would you say that? Nufi? Nufi.
Nufi. Stufi.
Nufi. Like the Nufi Air 75 mechanical keyboard. I love this keyboard. It's has just the right amount of tactile feel. This is similar to the keyboards I used to use a long time ago when Apple actually made mechanical keyboards, but with a somewhat thinner profile keys. It was really nice. Not as super thin as the Apple keyboards are today. But this, I have to admit that when I get going with typing, like if I'm on a roll and I'm plowing through a bunch of stuff, I absolutely love the sound this thing makes. I mean, it's so different than your modern keyboards, right? The old mechanical ones. To hear that, I love it. I love that sound. Anyway, I got an email from the company a while back. And they announced a new firmware, different features for the keyboard, like improved battery life, side light settings, adjustment to your default function keys, etc. But if you purchase the keyboard before a certain date, which I did, you had to use a PC to do the update. So if I wanted to keep this keyboard current, I needed that update. Well, in the same email, they also offered that if you bought the keyboard during that particular amount of time, which I did, they would offer to send out a new new PCB for free. A circuit board. They would a whole new one out for you for free. Or they would give you a $10 gift card. So I said yes to the board, even though I didn't really know what it would take to replace it. It arrived pretty quickly, and I figured out how to do it, which meant taking off all the keys, removing some cable connectors and a bunch of screws, Put it all back together and it works. But now I have an updated Air 75 keyboard, but there was one more thing I did. They also just released new shine through keycaps for the Air 75 for $20. So this was really the only thing missing from this keyboard versus my older keyboards was it has backlighting behind the keys, but not shining through the letters and the numbers. So I ordered a set of these new keycaps, and I took advantage of having to put them all back on anyway when I replaced the board with the new shine through keys. So now I have all these new features, a bright, shiny keys, and a keyboard I really enjoy using for just a $20 upgrade. So not bad.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're interested in the Newfi or Newfi keyboards, I'll put a link in the show notes for you. Also, just a quick tip. The other day, I went to pay for something on my Apple Watch, and my Apple Card, which is always my default card, right, pops up. It wasn't there. My Apple Cash card was the only option. And there wasn't enough on that cash card to pay for what I was buying. So I had to take out my physical card. I couldn't swipe. It just wasn't there. So I had to go into the Apple Watch app on the phone, choose wallet and Apple Pay, and then select default card. My Apple card was there. It wasn't there. So I tapped add a card, and it was an option to add. So I added it, confirmed it on my watch, took a minute or so to be active as a default card. So it was very strange that it suddenly disappeared on my Apple Watch. Because that's the only card I use with the Apple Watch. I use it all the time, but somehow it just was gone.
That is weird.
If you ever need to change those settings, that's how you do it. It's pretty simple through the app.
You know, I realize I still have my 2003 mechanical Apple keyboard here.
Oh, there you go. Let's hear that. What does that sound like? That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah.
Not as clacky. But
no, I have, where do I have it? I have it around here somewhere. I've got the keyboard for the Macintosh SE.
Wow. that's a chunky one.
I thought I had it here. I don't know. It's not in this room. That's a very chunky one too. Mm-hmm. I'll next show or whenever I can, I'll bring it and we can compare sounds of our keyboards. That'll be a fun show. All right. Anything else before we notice we somehow accidentally started a workout that's been going on for a while? We have to swipe right to end it. Do you ever do that, or is it just me?
It's just you. What's workout? I'm looking for pajamas.
I actually have several workouts now with strange durations of just several minutes, just because of that.
So there you go.
Maybe it's just me. I gotta be careful, Chris. You wear your watch the other way, so maybe it prevents from happening.
With the dial mm-hmm. on the left.
Mm-hmm. Probably does. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent, as always, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce this show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. I'm going to get through this with my voice. I know I will. Links to the stuff we talk about can be found on our website, applewatchcast.com. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. As always, thanks for listening. Stay safe. And until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.